Hello?
Hello, am I speaking to Michelle on a holiday?
Yes.
Hi, it's James calling from MMA League in regards to this redress application. How are you okay?
Yeah, good.
Good to hear. Just before I continue with the phone call, I just need to ask you three questions for data protection purposes. Could you please confirm your date of birth, please?
It's 6/11/1975.
Fantastic. And your postal address?
EH22 2EG.
Fantastic. And either your mobile number or your email address, please.
Mobile is 0783550014.
That's fantastic. So just pass data protection now. Just so you know, the phone calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. Just calling for a quick update on your current application, Miss Halliday. So
Uh-huh.
received your GP records from Dalkeith Medical Centre, and we've also just received something back today from Edinburgh City Council. They've confirmed to us that they don't have any of your childcare records, but they did have your admission records for your
All
time
right.
at Howden Hall, which obviously we've got as one of your institutions. The only thing I'm a bit confused on, if you'd be able to give me some clarity here, is the second care setting which you've stated was called Cruton Care Home. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Cruton. Do you know what area that was in? Because
It was Blairno.
can you spell that for me, please?
I'm not actually sure at
Blairnall.
Blairno. There's let me think.
Is it in the Edinburgh area?
It is in the Edinburgh area, yeah, because there's Blairno, Curry, and then Juniper Green or something,
Hold on one
like three sort of towns in a row.
second. Balerno.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. All right. Okay. With that being in Edinburgh, we should have received something back in relation from Edinburgh. I'm just gonna look at further details we have on yourself. Okay. Just so when we're going back to these councils to try and locate your records as accurately as possible, sometimes the council will use the index for childcare records underneath the parents' names. Could you just
Okay.
confirm for me your parents' names, if that's okay?
Yeah, it's Margaret Halliday.
Margaret Halliday.
Yeah.
And then your father?
Well, he wasn't really involved, but his name is John Halliday. But I shouldn't imagine they would have his name.
You never know.
Yeah,
Usually they
yeah.
just obviously, if obviously for every reason, like it was just your mother at the time who was raising you, she was going to these meetings, then it would
Yeah.
just be under your mother's name, of course, if he wasn't around. Do you know when you was in the care system, was you known as any previous names?
No, just
No.
always Shona Halliday. Yeah.
Okay, that's perfectly fine. And are you aware of what address you was living under before you went into care?
Yes, that would be 21 James Lean Avenue.
James Lean Avenue.
Yeah.
James Lean Avenue.
That's EH22 2AA.
2AA.
Yeah.
Fantastic. That's the only really further information we need from you, really. From you, as I said, we've received your GP records, which is brilliant. And we've also got confirmation from Edinburgh City Council about your admission within Howden Hall, so that's
Yeah.
brilliant. Obviously it's a shame we haven't got any further reports or any notes or anything like that in regards to your time at Howden Hall. I will push forward now to them to see if it's possible for them to do another search in relation to Cruton Care Home.
Yeah.
Just because with it being in Edinburgh, they should at least have
I'm
some
wondering,
background.
I was doing a wee bit sort of research myself, and I'm not sure if that come under Barnados at one point, the Crookin Children's Home.
You know what? It might be very. You might actually be correct there. So I'll have a quick check. Do you know if it was spelt correctly this way? So one of my previous colleagues who you would have spoke to at the very beginning of your application, they spell it as CRUTON. Is that correct?
But it's definitely CRU.
CRU.
And maybe I'm not sure, but maybe it's CHEN.
CHEN.
That's just a guess, so.
That's fine. Hold on. And where was the area of Cruton Care Home?
That was in Palermo.
In Palermo.
Yeah.
We'll check one second. I found it. So, Cruton, it's just so obviously for your state of mind, it's Cruton, like
Oh, is that?
CRUACHN. So I don't think there's
Ah,
any
right.
chance of us guessing that, to be
No,
honest. So
right.
Cruton Care Unit, and you were correct. It is something what is held by Barnardo's.
Ah, right.
So what I'll go and do is I'll send them a subject access request. So that subject access request now, when it's been sent, the deadline for them to respond would be the it would end on the 29th of August, so we'd
All
expect a
right.
response on the 28th. If they provide us with your records for being in Cruton Care Home, then we will then be in a position where we can book you in for a witness statement, Shona.
Okay.
But that witness statement will entail, it will just be essentially a bit more of a meticulous questionnaire in a way, about obviously your experience within care. For any reason, if you want to take a moment to obviously make yourself a drink during the call, or if you just needed to take a break just to gather your thoughts, etc., you're more than welcome to do so. You will be in control of the phone call. So anything like how you'd wish for us to operate during that call is
Okay.
perfectly up to you. As well as if you'd prefer, you can have the witness statement taken by a female colleague if that would make you more comfortable, etc. It's however you'd like to do it.
Okay.
But at this moment in time, we're just gonna send a subject access request to Barnardo's, and then once we're in receipt of that, we'll give you a call to see which date and time is best available for you.
Okay.
But all I suggest now, Shauna, really is just to try not to get ahead of yourself. Just at the moment in time, while we're still waiting on a response from Barnardo's, don't try and get yourself into like a witness statement mindset. Just take each
Yes.
day as it goes until we give you a call back to obviously confirm a date and time, what's best available for you. When we do that, obviously it's going to be around a month, so you can take that time to decide whether if you'd prefer to speak to a female colleague and have the witness statement with her with a female, or if you'd prefer to have it with a male. It's whichever your preference is, really.
Okay,
Is
yeah,
that all
no
right?
problem. Yeah, that's great.
All right, fantastic. Well, thank you very much for your time, Fiona. I appreciate it.
Okay, and
Have a lovely
thanks for
day.
phoning.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay,
If you do need,
bye-bye.
if you have any questions or anything, you can always ring us up and we'll help with any questions that you may or may have.
Okay, that's
All right.
great. Thank you.
Fantastic. Have a lovely day.
Bye-bye, bye.
Cheers. Bye.